I missed Giorgio. I tried to bring him with me in one team in Trieste, and he escaped in Caserta. Caserta was my team before, X team. So I feel fine here. That's a good tournament, excellent tournament. Maybe too strong for us in this moment, because 11 days of the practice, we did good job, but I'm not sure that we can exprime all the level of the talent you expect from us. But however, it's maybe 7 days more to practice. Maybe it should be better. It's impossible to have everything, so I'm very satisfied. I have to tell you that I'm here after 77, first time. So when I was last time here, it was, I think, 400,000 people, huh? Yes. Living, or 500,000 now. It's
Bosna, CSKA.
So close and so away, to don't find another possibility to come here. So I'm very happy. I'm really very happy. I would like to make a little around in the center of the city to remember something and to make company with these nice people around me, the coaches. We have also two very strong teams, Ukraine and Poland. Also the excellent two coaches. So it's also good situation to rechange the experience to speaking about basketball.
Мика Динтаневич, бяха доста интересни за тези от вас, които вероятно са ги разбрали вече. Трябва да ви благодаря, приятели, особено на Георги Гушко, който много ми липсваше. Господин Таневич обясни, че се е опитал да го привлече в своя отбор в Италия, но тогава господин Гушков е бил в Касерта. Чувствам се добре тук. Това е страхотен турнир, въпреки че сме само на 11 дни подготовка. Турският национален отбор се събра неотдавна за старта на подготовката си за европейските квалификации. Може и да не сме достатъчно подготвени за този турнир, но все пак съм много доволен от участието ни тук. За първи път от 77-ма година аз съм в България, затова съм още по-радостен. Искам да се разходя в центъра на града, в приятната компания, която е тук, с тези тренировки, както и с, разбира се, да обменя впечатления с треньорите на Украина и Полша, които също идват тук с отлични отбори и с своите отлични треньори. Още веднъж много ви благодаря. Мисля, че може да пристъпим и към вашите въпроси, ако имате такива към организаторите и към двамата старши треньори.
Може ли само ведом? Мейтел съм самурът събрал this game. 97. To tell them about this game.
Ah, when Mario Delbash, my best player, Delbash, we were in this time already Europe power, really Europe power. So, and we arrived here, let's play the game, probably we will win, but not so easy, but we will win the game. And then we find here the team, they kill us. And I remember, like today, Mirza Delbash. Rahmatli. Fantastic man, fantastic player, the best player that I coached all my life, whether including Oscar Schmidt. And he said himself momentarily, now he will take a shoot from here, front of my, and he, that's 10 meters, I don't know, it's 42 points. The balls, they were, in my opinion, really big, and our players, they didn't find a way to put inside. So, really, it looks old. Something that was all organization of these bandits here. But I remember these Mirza Delbash. Look at, he will take shoot now, like, from here. And he takes a shoot, he score. I tell, play defense, god damn, go 1 meter ahead. 13 meters of the basket, he said, 13 meters. Fantastic.
Game.
Mario.
77-ма година е този мач, много интересен. Това е между Босна Сарайво, на който треньор е Богдан Танович, и те стават център европейски шампион.
I was a player this time.
Като интересното е, че негов играч беше Пеше. Пеше, че играеше в отбора на Босна. А на ЦСКА треньор беше моя баща.
Кой беше треньор?
Май фара.
Ага,
стари. Пък аз бях юноша, съвсем малко гледах мачи. Залата на ЦСКА, тя събираше 300 човека. И тук ЦСКА победи с 117 на 117 точки. А в Сараево 24 за Сараево и те станаха след това европейски шампиони. Това е само като малка история.
Много благодаря, господин Барчовски. Аз по това време, за съжаление, не съм имала възможност да гледам вас. Беше необходимо те да го обяснят.
Yeah, one more very interesting thing, that's a little sentiment. My wife, she was a player, basketball player. And she started to play with the national senior team with 15 and a half. 15 and a half. In this time, mother, pokojna Vanja Vojnova, she was the best player in Europe. And she should be take her in the kilo, how you, in the arms, like a small girl. Like. So my wife, she was so agitated of this address she living in this. That's another connection, not only father and son.
Вие имахте много хубава среща и след мача в Подгорица
2005 година. Оооо! Yeah. We saved the back only, nothing more. We saved the back because it was luck. With this shoot of Hidai, didn't make nothing. Then over time, then everything. In this time, Bulgaria, we played also another game in friendly game in Bormio, and they play another great game. In my opinion, it was the strongest participation and quality of the game in the last years.